cloning. Secrets only the Sith knew.
But now everybody knows.
But now
because
they all
I'm
know.
Dr. Pershing, and I meant this only for good, and there are no parallels to the Nazis whatsoever with what I'm saying.
Pershing sounds a little bit like Hayden Christensen there.
Yes, you got, he's got, you got the young Hayden's the more the, yeah. Sorry, master.
And then the older Harrison gets a little more, may the force be with you.
Kind of a surfer guy a little bit.
Yeah, a little surfer. May the force right. be yeah.
chinging out.
Sup,
on the
dude.
Beach.
It was good to be back.
My favorite's
England.
The SpongeBob. Surf's up, dude. Oh! Like righteous, dude. Oh!
It's the best. Welcome back to the SpongeBob podcast. We are your hosts. welcome back to the Star Wars
Epic.
Guys. Little.
We can't even get through the
I
intro.
Just heard the faint
Patrick
right in the background. Patrick. It was so good.
Gary. Gary.
It's a giraffe. Welcome back to Star Wars Guys Podcast. We are your hosts as always. I am Mike. Hello there. This is Nate.
Hello there.
And you know him well. Uncle.
Uncle.
Uncle. I got nothing to add. I'm going to be back on my phone. I'm looking for something. I like it. It's important.
He's been searching for something.
He's been searching for his family.
The HoloNet.
I'm waiting for his family. For it to pop up on my phone.
well, we've got a great podcast, hopefully.
Hopefully.
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. We're
fingers
live.
Crossed.
It could be our worst one yet. But we're expecting it to be great. Hey, we've got
welcome
episode.
Back.
Oh,
welcome
yeah.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. If you guys are tuning in, you're watching, we like doing our
or
stuff
listening.
Live so that we can have engagement with you all. And if you want to join in on the conversation, let us know your thoughts, ask some questions. If there's certain topics or, you know, a certain scene or something you want us to discuss in these episodes, let us know throughout
the
show.
Stump the Star Wars guys today?
Stump the, well, ooh, that would be easy.
Stump the Star Wars guys.
I like
that'd
it.
That'd be a scud in the skank pie of the Star Wars guys stumping.
Scud in the skank pie. Skank
those scud muffers.
Well, that's a real skank in the skud pie.
We got like, scud muffers, too. Scud I think I've heard that.
Hey, we got J-Man in the chat. J-Man, Joe, what's going on?
What's up?
Hey, yo, Saturday stream. I like it. What's
Saturday
going on?
Stream.
What's going
Saturday
on?
Stream.
Yeah.
I like it. We are.
Is Saturday that Saturday stream? Saturday stream.
You can tell by the way we talk Star Wars with the Star Wars guys. Nah, nah, nah.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Well, welcome back to the podcast where we are talking today about episode 3.
Yep.
Chapter 19. We got to get back to talking chapter titles.
I know. Chapter 19.
Remember how we
the
used
convert?
To go.
Is that what it was?
Ding. We used call to back a to our former selves. Our
right,
previous
right, right. Episode chapter.
But the convert.
Yeah.
We like to start, as always, with our overall thoughts. It's now been a few days. We usually don't get a few days to kind of really
marinate.
Think about it.
We call that Mando marination.
Mando
marinating in the Mando
yes.
and
mindset.
With maybe that said, if you guys are watching and you like the Saturday, you know, this time for the live showing, let us know because we want to figure out what's most available for everybody else.
Yeah,
too.
Is that's it right. time work? Do we need Saturday mornings? We'll come in cartoon form.
Exactly,
that's right.
Saturday morning that's cartoon right. form.
We got
I
Darth.
Like
we got Darth in the chat. Says hi guys. Finally, I'm able to watch you live. Greetings from Poland. Welcome.
Ooh. Awesome.
Welcome.
Thanks
well,
for watching.
Thanks for tuning
maybe
in.
Maybe this won't be the last time we do a little Saturday.
Yeah, maybe
Saturday Star Wars cast.
So we'll talk
Saturday
some Bad
cast.
Batch. Obviously, we're going to talk some Mando Chapter 19 review. What do we want
to
start with?
Well, we always like to start overall thoughts on the episode. We get into the specifics as our podcast episode goes along, but we like to start overall thoughts.
Yeah.
Like it, love it, struggle
want
with
more
it,
of
disliked it.
It,
your favorite episode, not your favorite, somewhere in between. What are we thinking? Uncle,
ooh.
I looked at Nate.
Ooh. I knew it was coming. Well, I sensed it.
Overall thoughts.
Well,
let me just
address the skank in the scud pie room. That rarely do the Star Wars
this.
Guys say hate it. Rarely,
yeah, that's yeah.
true.
But today,
oh,
I'm going to continue the tradition and say I loved it.
Oh, I love it.
But here's what some are saying. You know, why do we need 40 minutes of Pershing?
Yeah.
We need it because we are chasing two stories now.
Yes.
We're chasing two stories. We got Mando's path, but we got Grogu's path. Mando, Grogu is not a tag along anymore. Grogu is not a mysterious side story. We know he has a trajectory. We know there's a backstory, and we have to chase down both stories. It's going to be challenging, but Mando's had the you know, the majority of it.
Favreau kind of teased it preseason. Remember he said he is much more of a focal point of the story instead of just a tag along character. So
and I but I I loved it because of these connections that we're seeing, Easter eggs that were in there that you probably I'm sure you guys saw.
And I love Easter eggs.
Callbacks, betrayal on two front. I just think it was great.
So yeah. Good.
We got maybe one of the best, in my opinion, one of the best space, like, dog fights we've seen
absolutely
in a while.
Gosh. Both
in
at,
in atmosphere, we're not talking.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just. So reminded me of episode 7 with the time. It was
it
really
it was did. So good.
Felt
yeah,
a
it
little...
reminded me also, you're saying episode 7, Rey with the
yes,
engine.
Exactly.
And
with the spin, right, the fall,
too late.
And the
yeah,
fire. I had just recently finally watched Top Gun Maverick, and it felt a little Maverick-y as
yeah,
far
yeah,
as pulling
did
the maneuver as well. Well, but, you know, I loved it. That's
yeah,
I love that specific scene, but
yep,
moving on, I'll move on to myself instead of going on to
we're
me,
covering ground,
yeah,
too. We are covering, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
people say I wouldn't either. I think we're covering a lot of ground in what they're doing.
I think so too. I think so too. I also really loved this episode. I think that if I was to say, it's funny, about halfway through the episode, maybe not even that, maybe 15. I mean, we'll talk about this. Is I heard today, I knew that when we watched it, this was the longest episode we've had in a while, but it's actually the single longest Mandalorian episode we've ever gotten.
What did you guys do when you saw 58?
I saw 58 and I went, oh.
I mean, yeah. I do think they can fit these episodes in short. I think next episode's a lot shorter. It's like 30-something.
Okay.
Whoa, spoiler alert.
I'm not watching it.
Yeah, I'll you can skip
that's
that
a real skank in the scud pie.
Bunch of scud muppers.
Even though I do think some of those shorter episodes, I'm like, wow, I can really like that episode.
Yeah.
I just... because of how much we love Star Wars, of course I want more time. Because
yeah,
if it was 8 hours, I'd love it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly. It's when we see we have more time of Star Wars on screen, it doesn't mean it automatically means it's going to be a better episode or anything like that than a shorter one, but it does mean I'm getting more Star Wars.
We have a Kylo Ren mindset when it comes.
Yeah.
Yes.
More.
58 minutes more.
I don't have to do.
So no, I really loved it.
Could you over
like Uncle had already talked about, I know some people out there, I will say it surprised me that we went, it didn't, I really liked the surprise. When
yeah,
I looked at 58 minutes and thought, oh, this is, and then 15 minutes in the episode, I went, oh, this is not the episode I thought it
yeah,
was.
No.
Same, yeah.
Which I like being surprised like that.
Yeah.
And then midway through the Pershing story, I was like, well, I wonder at what point they're going to jump back. And then they just kept going and I was
yeah,
like, great, awesome.
Yeah.
When Pershing... this is still overall thoughts, but when Pershing appeared on the screen, I immediately went, yes, let's get back to that story.
Yeah, I want
to
hear.
So I know some
yeah,
people felt a little bit, some people that I had heard who maybe didn't like the episode as much or didn't like the other storyline that was really going this episode. So then we're like, oh, I wanted to just get back to Mando and Grogu. And I get that. Like, I love
yeah,
Mando and Grogu also. But I had kind of the opposite reaction of, when we went to Pershing, I actually immediately went, yes, finally, this is one of the big questions we've had since the very
yeah,
beginning is
yeah,
he was introduced in some of the earliest episodes, the first episode we see Dr. Pershing with it in the very first episode of the whole show.
Yeah.
Okay. They have,
right,
you know, for
right,
cloning, there's all this stuff that's going on. But it's something that I thought was, it was just really interesting that they stayed with it. We'll talk about the pace, because I know a lot of people are also comparing the pace to a little bit more of Andor.
Yes.
I saw
yeah,
someone.
I thought it felt very Andor.
Yeah, and obviously.
Well, we're set there. It's,
we're set
yeah,
there, and it's
like
and
time warp.
Also now it's the politics, the politicking,
right,
right,
the
right,
galactic stakes. Love that we got a look into some of the positives and maybe some of the shortcomings
oh
of the New
goodness,
Republic as to maybe why things
yeah,
are better than the Empire, but why they don't last
yeah,
very long, or why you can see some...
seems like they're just taking anybody in.
Mm-hmm.
You see some stuff. There's some real-world stuff in there. Definitely some
yeah,
World War II, like, take the some of the Nazi scientists and use them for the space program, because
right,
we have people who, like, for the greater good, we're all about the science and stuff.
Right, right.
There's some of that of, well, I know you were forced to do some stuff, but also maybe we could use your talents.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'll get into more specifics, but overall, yeah, really, really like the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nate?
No, I agree. I love the episode. One thing I've always liked about Mando is it's different than the other shows, and they're all different for different reasons, but we always go back to Mando's always kind of been like episodic, like
mm-hmm,
this story, this kind of story, you know, like mission-based.
First-person shooter.
Yeah, and I think this season is still on that path, but it's definitely following different segments, different people too throughout.
Yes.
So I think it's still doing that, but it's in different ways. Like the previous episode was we're going to the mines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going there. And so I like that one, we started right where we left off and kind of had that dog fight and kind of mm-hmm. finished that, and then we jumped to Pershing. And again, kind of like Mike was saying, I was surprised at how much we got. I saw in the trailer for this season, oh, that looks like some Coruscant. Maybe mm-hmm. we might be getting some of that. I was excited for it, but I didn't think we'd get like a lot of it.
Right.
Like,
I think we get the actual opera house. They went back right. to the opera house where Anakin and,
right.
and Palpatine are having the
exactly.
Plagueis conversation.
The tragedy of the neon popsicles.
I worked for Darth. I worked for Darth Plagueis, but I was just doing it in the name of science. And
all right, Pershing, easy, buddy.
Where can I find these neon popsicles, Master?
neon popsicles.
I saw people comparing the color of them too, yeah. and how she had a red one and he had a blue one.
Oh,
like, okay, yeah. You're just
come
what,
on. They're giving it.
Great.
They're,
oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
and they're giving us the.
That's awesome.
They're
literally
giving us the hint of she is still that.
Yeah, yeah.
And Pershing, well, we'll find out. But,
yeah,
or we won't.
But no, I loved it. We'll dive more into it. But I really, really liked it. One of the things that I kind of had some interesting discussions with people on Twitter about the episode, which you kind of touched on a little bit a second ago, Uncle, is the two different plots, right?
Yeah.
And I had some discussions on Twitter, and it actually made me pose the question as a tweet of, what is the main plot of this series? Is it the Mandalorians and what Bo-Katan's kind of talking about, the mm-hmm. regrouping and regathering of Mandalore and the Mandalorians and their way and kind of all of them spread around the galaxy? Is that their mission to kind of bring all that back and kind of start fresh and kind of rebuild? Or is it the Grogu, the cloning, the DNA
mm-hmm.
aspect that we're seeing in part of this episode? Because both of those are stories that tie all the way back to the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
The Mandalorian part has been more, you know, forward-centric, but the cloning stuff has kind of been dabbled in here and there, knowing that it's kind of an overarching theme for Grogu, because Moff Gideon's mm-hmm. after. So it's interesting, and I threw it out there. I was like, what is the main plot?
Yeah.
Is it this or that? And there's just, everyone was not debating, but people had a bunch of different points or views of like, oh, I think it's this, or I think it's, and there's not a,
right.
nobody really had a
yeah.
set answer. I thought it was interesting that
what
people
if we
were
haven't
viewing
seen
it differently.
It what if we don't know what it
That's
is
true.
Yet?
True.
So,
because
yeah.
Mando's story now, I mean, it's big, it's Mandalore, but it, in the galaxy, in the universe, it feels smaller.
It
does. Grogu's
yeah.
story.
Yeah.
Because this affects everyone.
This,
yeah.
Grogu's potentially affects how we get to Snoke, too. Like,
yes.
There's like that type of cloning,
Huge.
Evil cloning type stuff is galactic stakes.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm with
it
you.
It could be
what's funny is I think we talked about it on the podcast heading into the season, but we had even said, I remember a lot of people saying, like just fans saying, like, oh, what do we think we're coming this season? Obviously, this season feels like it's the reclaiming of Mandalore, who's going to be, you know, the regathering of, you know, rebuilding of the Mandalorian culture and taking, you know, who's going to be on the Mandalorian throne and all that. And I remember thinking, I think we even said on the podcast at the time, I thought, great, I don't think that's it. Like, mm-hmm. if it was, I think I would be kind of disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, not
like
that I'm not interested
that.
In that.
There's something else going on.
But we yeah. had last season, we had literally Moff Gideon, Dark Troopers, Luke Skywalker. There's this bigger stuff.
You
and
have
even though,
something I want.
Yeah, and we knew that going back to the first episode
like, yeah.
and going back to season one and then even yeah. into season two, there was all this stuff about the importance of Grogu, not just that he's a Jedi, so that helps Din, but why are people after him? What
right.
do they want? And if this whole season was to be just...
And we knew he was the subject.
Yeah, if this season was to be just, okay, it's all about Bo versus Din
then
versus
I'd be like,
cool, like Mythosaur. We're going to
yeah.
get some Mythosaur
yeah.
stuff. That's like that's really cool. But I would be like, so is Grogu just kind of like,
is that
he's just a merchandise
anymore?
Side character
yeah.
who's just
right.
there to be cute and stuff. But the fact they introduced him in episode one immediately
there
was
is
to
no
show
Mandalorian
there's a huge,
without
yeah,
Grogu.
There's a huge.
There's not.
So I think the big surprise for me was not that we got back to some cloning stuff. It was the amount of time we got
it was
in
the
it.
The amount, yeah.
But I also loved that we got that amount, that we got looks into the amnesty program they're talking about.
Right.
There's some really interesting conversations that happen. Like, I thought it was very interesting. You can see just as an audience, because we know what happens later. We don't know what happens with this particular group of people, but we know what happens with the rise of the First Order, and then also the Final Order and Palpatine's crew, and then we also know that, you know, obviously they mentioned Moff Gideon in this, and they mentioned that he perhaps may have escaped, so that was interesting that they talked about of like, oh, we don't know what really happened to him. But then it's also interesting that they're all sitting around and talking about the scene where Pershing sits down almost at the lunch table, and they're all
very bad batch, like
they're all sitting down. But then they're
like they're in the quad talking about fraternities.
It's interesting when they're like, "So what was your favorite part about the like? What do you miss about the Empire?" And they're like, "Oh yeah,
it was
bad. I know it was bad, and it was a Nazi regime and all that. Obviously, you know,
aside from that,
obviously, you know,
the mass genocide. Aside from that,
I mean, obviously,
about it?
And the way they kind of like, you know, obviously, all hail the New Republic. What would you miss about it? And then like, you know, I miss the biscuits, and I miss the."
It's
just there is a little bit already of us being like, they quickly took people who not very long ago, and are not. I'm not saying what the right answer is of what you do with someone who literally fought on the other side, but that they're there and they're grouped together and they're reminiscing about some of the good, like some of the things they thought were good about it, and then also the vetting process of even the one. You know, I his name escapes me, but him turning and going, Moff Gideon, I didn't know you served on his ship. Like, these people don't even know the people working around them.
That's right.
Even he was kind of like, whoa. Well,
yeah.
That's a big deal.
You're a lot higher up than I maybe would have thought.
Right. Or I need to be cautious of you.
Be cautious of
you.
Are you
still loyal? Because,
they take anybody. Yeah.
So,
we got,
there's so much to talk about.
Paul Allen's talking about, because we mentioned the trailer, said we might get back to some Carson Teva, too, because we saw a little bit of that.
Yeah. Oh, that's
the
trailer.
And also, how a lot of this is... you know, the connection to the sequels, which, yeah, for sure. And, of course, you've got the sequel, you know, haters that don't really like the sequels. If you don't like them, that's fine. But be warned, this is all leading to the sequels, whether you
and
like
I,
it or
I
not.
Like, I like them a lot.
A lot of this is leading to the sequels.
I like them a lot.
So don't be surprised if they continue down this whole path to kind of connect the dots between
also feels
where
like
we're at now and the sequel trilogy.
Could be also leading to Thrawn.
Some Thrawn.
That's my... I mean, we've talked about that. I
because
think we're just...
Because they've talked about
he's
how...
out. I mean, it's the connecting thread,
Favreau's talked
man.
About how this Ahsoka, this is a tapestry in like that these things will connect. And they and so while I also 100% agree that we are seeing stuff of, okay, we see maybe... some of the things that are not perfect about the New Republic already and how we can see how these different factions can rise up, but also for the immediacy of the show.
Right.
I don't think that this show ends with, you know, I don't think this show ends with a young Admiral Hux taking, you know, joining the First Order. Like that's in the First Order also,
like
and Bugs
right.
kind of talked
way,
about that being some outer.
It's happening out there,
but
we not.
Know. Yeah. Based on what we've seen, obviously in the animated shows, and what we've seen mentioned in the previous season of Mandalorian, they have now mentioned Thrawn by name.
Yeah,
and the Thrawn's out,
which
there.
I think is indicative that that's
seems like
we
the
heard
leader
it mentioned
of what's going on right now
in the Ahsoka the Jedi episode of Mando.
Yeah,
yeah.
She said I'm going to.
Where's the rebel Thrawn?
I think that they're tying. I just read about Filoni called this the Titanic moment. He's using that phrase.
Oh yeah.
The Titanic moment, where all these people come together at this
iceberg.
All the stories connect at that one moment.
Yeah.
I think it's connecting beyond just stories, but over time.
Mm, yeah.
Because,
so
it's been a long time, but I did a little research. I usually don't do research. I just show up and talk like an idiot. But I did a little bit
you
of
did
research.
Research, and now you're going to show
so
up.
So now
talk
it's
like going to
be informed, informed idiocy.
That's a T-shirt for us, Star Wars guys.
Star Wars
informed,
guys.
I'm an idiot, but I know what I'm talking about.
Is it better or worse? Like I'm not.
I don't know.
Informed.
It might be worse.
That's great. Like
we're
not,
know the names
we're
that you're
going to
make stupid comments
we're not
about.
To the facts, you know, we're not oblivious to and don't know what we're talking about. Oh, no, we looked this up.
Oh, I studied this.
Every bit of idiocy
opinion.
You get is with purpose and with
intentionality. Just,
continue, Uncle. Continue.
No, so,
this is going to be really good.
So we read, you've all read Heir to the Empire.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Or Thrawn. It's been so long. I read it like when it came out. I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
So I lost some of that. But I looked back and Thrawn is in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the the mountain of, what is it, Tantus?
Yes.
Is that what it's
yeah.
called, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I went back and watched the last episode of Bad Batch, and that's where we end the season. So Tantus, which is connected yes. to Thrawn, which mm-hmm. is connected to cloning, and yeah. now here we are in Mando, where they've moved the cloning off, and it's continuing. So I think Thrawn connects. I mean, it's way before, but it connects up through yeah. time. The trajectories are yeah. going the same direction.
Which is what we talked about last week, too, with the potential. What was some of the predictions we talked about with Omega?
Yes.
One of the things, oh, yeah. now, I don't have it down to a T. Like, I don't know all the details, but I was saying there's going to be a mixture. My language, it'll yeah. probably be something else in the show, but some sort of mixture of DNA. Now they're calling it in this episode of Mando that the strand cast.
Yes.
Not a cloning.
Right.
You're not cloning. You're using DNA to make strand casts. Mm-hmm. Like Snoke was just created.
Yes.
Snoke wasn't a person that then became a clone.
Mm-hmm.
They took the DNA and they created Snoke. And that's kind of the direction we're going.
Yeah.
Trying to get that Force sensitivity in over time, leading back to Bad Batch, to Mando, right. to Ahsoka potentially, and then to the sequels.
They're connected. So we talked about...
showing the different time periods, like you're mm-hmm. saying, but they're leading to... It's like seeing these different things all play out in different times.
Different times.
It's Christopher Nolan.
It is.
It's different times of all leading to the same thing, but we're seeing it
this
play
is the
out.
But
Dunk,
you know...
This is the Dunkirk version.
It is. Yeah. Well, you know who the grandfather of this whole thing is. They haven't
Thrawn.
Tapped into it.
No.
Well, they haven't tapped yeah. into it, but they're going to realize it.
Yeah.
John Hammond.
It's John Hammond.
He was
yes.
doing this like way back in the day.
And... you know what he did? Yeah. He spared no expense.
He spared no expense. If you want to go down again, you look like a petting zoo.
It's one of my... I just from rewatching the original...
left. What's going on?
Rewatched the original Jurassic Park like yeah. one time in like the last 2 years. And it's great because obviously I've grown up with Jurassic Park. I've seen the movie countless times. But it wasn't until... And I remembered, you know, spared no expense and that whole thing. It wasn't until I recently rewatched it.
Mm-hmm.
That I paid attention to every time he said it. And it's so funny because he just continuously, it was spared no expense. It was spared no expense. It was spared no expense. And then by the end, it's like, this is the most.
Do you think TV shows, do you think they're spoiling us in a way? Because if you watch movies like Jurassic Park, they cut the fat away, man. They cut right to the story. They edited it down. It's clean. It's fast. It's short. Episode 4, it's really tight. All the movies. But they take so much time.
Yeah.
I like it.
I do too.
But are we going to eventually get a Star Wars movie and go, why are they going so fast? Who is that? What is he doing? What's his motivation?
Yeah.
The screen.
Right?
Well, what's funny is that's what some of the...
It's going to be weird.
That's what some of the criticisms of Rise of Skywalker were. That I remember a lot of people saying like...
Covered a lot of ground.
Boom.
Went too fast.
You know.
Exegol. And it's like...
Literally from the very first line, the dead speak. People were like, what? And I remember at the time, like, oh, I kind of thought we would get a little more explanation, but then it's, you know, somehow Palpatine returned. We need to go to here, and they're like, whoa, whoa,
boom.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
Mando's funny because Favreau has a very specific, interesting, different style of storytelling that I think feels consistent in Mando, feels consistent in
Boba Fett.
In Boba Fett, that feels very different from Andor, very different from Obi-Wan.
Yes.
Yeah.
And... feels very different than the movies where Favreau does it. And I mean this as a positive. I never know how long we're going to stay with something.
Mm-mm.
Like I never know the pace. The pace is sometimes I like it. Cause it's, you can almost say it's like stubborn, but not in a bad way. Like he knows how long he wants to stay with something. So that could be 5 seconds and then we're out.
Yeah.
Or it could be like, hey, I want to show the whole process of us trying to get IG-11 back.
Yeah.
In doing this, and then we have this whole Terminator type scene, and then we go meet Pelly, and Pelly goes, well, take this hunk of junk. And he goes, all right. And
exactly.
It's like, boom. And you're like, whoa, I really thought that we were going to have maybe multiple episodes of
right.
trying to
right.
find
yeah,
the
IG,
part. And
yeah,
then he has to do this side thing. And then because of that, we'll get IG-11 back. And then he'll go, and then mid-season, he'll bathe in the living waters. Instead, it's like, oh, episode 2, he's going to bathe in the living waters. Well, probably
Mythosaur.
By the finale, we might see a... oh, no, then the Mythosaur is going to be in episode 2. We'll see him.
Yeah.
Like, what? This is so great.
Right. Yeah. Some of you can't figure
so
out.
So I love that. I do love that because of that, I enter every single episode more than ever of going, it's not like I have no idea where the story is going because I think they've done a really good job of the Mythosaur thing is something they've been setting up.
That's right.
The going to Mandalore, we knew that coming into the season because they've set it up. The cloning stuff, It wasn't we were surprised we got back to it. It's just I didn't know how long
how
we'd
much.
Spend.
When, how long,
and how much we'd get to see of Coruscant.
Yeah.
And I love the different characters that we saw in Coruscant, where you get all of a sudden, you've got, you know, everybody coming out and, congratulations, doctor, that was a great speech. And like, oh,
right.
Everybody talking to him.
Exactly.
And
that was nice of
like
Jim Gaffigan
so
to do
brave.
A voiceover in the episode, too, by the way.
Was it Gaffigan?
Doesn't it sound like
it? It does sound like
the
Gaffigan,
tech guy at
for
the
sure.
End? Oh, yeah. These are my big pants.
It just really does.
This is too big for me. It just sounded like Gaffigan.
It really did sound like Gaffigan.
I don't know.
That was great. No, I should have looked up and seen.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, Shelby was in the
movie. I know, dude.
She's
time
in every
I hear
Star
her
Wars
voice
thing.
Now, I'm like, dude, she's in every
she's like
episode.
The Star Wars voice actor. She's the one who did the...
The droid?
Yeah, he like sit. Well, he sat down on the.
Or it was the tablet.
When Pershing sits down, and she's like, "Welcome to Coruscant, where this is the home of the." And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, "Oh,
there we go."
She does the same thing.
I think
it's great.
Tim's talk in the chat said, "This episode seemed a little different, like Andor, but other than that, it's been more consistent." I agree, and I think part of that is because the, like we said, we didn't expect, at least I didn't, that extended period of time.
Yeah,
that like 40 minutes or so of Pershing and Coruscant. And again, I saw some people talking on Twitter. I do think the importance of that was to build the character development between the two that we're following, and the trust of kind of, if that all happened in 10 minutes and then she turns on him at the end and looks like all evil, you'd be like, okay, well, how did you not see that coming?
Right.
Or she was working like you could still be bad too.
Yep.
But they had to give the audience time to go on the story, go on the journey with them, see that. She got the biscuits for him. See mm-hmm. that there was kind of a bond between the two for then that to be more meaningful at the end. Like, you can't just do that in 10 minutes or even 20 minutes and then feel like, oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been as impactful. The twist wouldn't have been as good. Even if you saw it coming, it
still
is not as meaningful or as powerful on screen to the audience unless you kind of let that story play out.
Absolutely.
But
the twist, so what's interesting is I think that probably all of us had our antennas up as soon as we saw her.
Even with Pershing, I had my antennas
that's
up. Like,
thought,
I can't trust any of them.
Yeah, exactly. And as soon as we saw her, and they were even like, and they bring attention to that. Oh, you were on Gideon's ship. Of course, our antennas are up. And then she starts leaving them some biscuits, and then even starts saying stuff, you know, like, oh, come on, live a little. And you're like, oh, she's trying to get him outside
the betrayal lines. Didn't go like I thought.
That's what I was going to say. So what I was going to say is I did not think what I thought was going to happen is when we got to that ship, she do this, and all of a sudden she lures him in, and you know, people who obviously work for Moff Gideon are
the
there.
The Loyal Empire sweeps
in. They sweep in.
Right.
And so where they got us is, yes, she's bad, but she's also undercover and hidden.
She made it look like she was
good. The New Republic made it look like, thank you for reporting him in. Like, I didn't know that she was going to betray him by selling him out.
That's right.
Like,
she
would get him to step
but
across the line
that
and then
not,
go.
Yeah. Is that not the best Imperial? They're not interested in the Empire or the Rebellion. They're interested in themselves.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
Gideon's not interested in the Empire necessarily.
No.
I mean, the only guy that says,
knowledge.
Long live the Empire. Yeah. Maybe he is, but all these people are.
Yeah, everyone else.
Yeah,
like,
but
what can I get? Gideon is all about,
what can
Gideon's
I get?
All about
made
Gideon.
Me think, oh, well, I guess Dr. Pershing was telling the truth when he was saying, I want to use it for good now.
He
now
was.
They want him out.
Like, yeah,
if that's the case, and she's working with the Empire still, they're like, "Oh, we got to get rid of him."
Exactly. So
she's
still
now.
Maybe.
This is like that's the way I took it. Is like, okay, she's still in. She's working with them.
She's
double agent, and they realized Pershing because my antenna was up for Pershing, but then you realize he's given this whole speech of like, "We can use it for good. We can."
His speech was already over the line.
Yeah,
that was when they're like, "Okay, we got to get rid of this guy."
Yeah, that's when they're like, "Get him out." We
and she's the one that
he
could
knows
do
too
it.
Much. Like the like those that are still with the Empire.
Yeah,
still with the cloning. With Moff Gideon, they're like, oh, he knows too much. We got to get him out.
Can I make a statement about our intention, the way we watch the show? Because if you haven't watched our podcast before, I think I can speak for all of us. When we try to watch the show without thinking, try not to go, who's going to be in this?
Yes.
We also try to watch going, why didn't they? Or why don't they?
Yes. Right.
What is this? Mm. We try to watch with the intention of let me take the story in as it's presented. And then afterwards, think about it instead of going, I try not to watch going, why are they spending so much time? I didn't even think about that.
No.
I just like, let's just take it in.
Yeah, and we try, and we also try
you know
to,
I mean?
In that same vein, we also try to never be like, they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, why would
he
they?
He just did.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Try who to am have I that, to say? Like,
an open, more of an open-minded.
Yeah.
Let's see what the story
engage
presents.
Engage with it.
Yeah. I also try to
as
remember
it's engage
too.
With the story that's presented to you.
Right.
Instead, it's, oh, why didn't he rat him out? Mm-hmm. There's a reason, but, oh, that's interesting. Maybe I didn't pick up on something there. Why didn't that happen? Not like, oh, he would have. Like, no, because he didn't.
Right.
It's just one of the others.
I do think what's interesting, too, with Star Wars is because we're through all these different timelines and the story is just so big.
Yeah,
and there's so many different stories. It's easy to like watch an episode or short, like especially now with so much TV, so much Star Wars episode. It's easy to watch an episode and be like, well, "That didn't flesh much out."
Right.
It's like that didn't do it for me, or like they spent too much time where they didn't.
Yeah,
that doesn't fit, and then being upset and saying, "Well, that's bad writing," or like that's bad this or bad that. Whereas I usually look at it and go, no, that's just 30 minutes of the. There's still three, or there's still what? That was episode 3.
Yep.
So there's still potentially 4 or 5 more hours left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess 4.
5 or, more right. episodes.
5 more episodes, let's say about 4 more hours of footage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, well, that's only.
Let's play it out.
They could have done the whole thing with Pershing and not gone back to Mando. And in the grand scheme of things, of an 8-hour movie, so to speak, we spent 1 hour with Pershing. So I try to look at it as like, okay, this is a moment or this is a segment
the whole
of
thing.
The whole story that we're getting. And then you think of it even bigger, you're like, this is also season 3. We got a season 4 coming.
Is it more?
So it's like it's when you kind of pan it out like that,
so
it
makes
these moments don't feel drawn or out or anything like that.
We try to keep a positive mindset about it. Even to the people, the detractors, people who make quick judgments, we try to keep a positive mindset on them too. We don't want to be negative.
And
but
not that you can't be critical of things.
Not at
all. You can. There's stuff in every show.
I talk about
Star
the
Wars
hubris.
Show that I'm like, oh, I probably would have maybe
the
done
hubris
this
of the Jedi. Sometimes there's hubris of the critic.
True.
Where they think my thinking is the only way that it can play out. When actually there's. So we try to just be open.
Yeah. Totally.
Enjoy it.
Take it for what
it's,
it is.
It's fun. It's supposed to be fun.
Can we talk
Star
briefly?
Star Wars has always been gas.
Star Wars. We're watching Star Wars on TV. Yeah.
Can we talk briefly?
Perfect. Are we going to agree on that?
Man, go watch episode 4 again.
When will we ever complain and say, we spend too much time on Coruscant. That's where we want to spend all of our time is on Coruscant.
Real quick before you.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Tim says, I took it that Moff Gideon is coming back for sure. Yeah, I think he's coming back.
We had questions before
somehow
about
Gideon has returned.
Yeah.
Derpy, hello, like welcome guys to the chat. Thanks for tuning in. What's going on?
Can we talk briefly about some red flags or problems we see already arising with the New Republic? So, interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Interesting. One of the first things that I noticed when they're sitting around at the table is that they're calling each other by their numerical designations.
Exactly.
And I'm like, they're just a number again. Like
I thought it
you
was
don't realize it's your numbers
say,
again?
No, my
very
name's Tommy.
Imperial.
I'm Tommy. I'm not TMMY.
6134.
TMMY 1 2 3. Tommy, call me Tommy.
L52.
Yeah.
But no,
laboratory.
And so the fact that they're calling themselves
that showing why they're showing glimpses as to why the New Republic.
They have a deprogramming, brainwashing, memory wiping machine.
And how about the fact that because the way that they talk, it's funny because he's like, no, I know this. It's a mind flare. And they're like, no. We've learned that when it's on the weak settings. Get a new machine.
Right.
If we want the weak
settings. Pick one that doesn't go past the weak settings.
Exactly. Why are we using the Empire's
You guys remember Phineas
technology?
And Ferb?
Oh, yeah.
Whenever I don't know why I had that button on there in the first place. Why do I have a destruct button on my machine?
That's exactly
why
what
do you
is.
Have a 10? Why do you have it?
That is exactly what it felt like.
Right. But the reason it's not an accident, they have it there because you can do
that's
that.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Is
that's
the fact that there are that's already a huge red flag is.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we don't intend to use it, but we want to be able to if we need to. Why are we dabbling into the same
It really
stuff
makes me
there.
Wonder who like who's at the top of the political like even now with the rise of the New Republic. If those things are happening, it makes me wonder, okay, who's in charge? Like what board is really running this New Republic? Because there's already got to be someone on the inside.
You know what it took me back to? It took me back to Andor.
It did.
This was a very Andor-esque episode.
She was interrogating, using techniques to alter the mind.
Yeah,
totally.
It honestly feels the opposite.
Yeah.
Like same thing, but almost the opposite. Instead of Mon Mothma being the one that's like, I'm working for the Rebel Alliance, it feels now like there's this group of, New Republic, but there's someone Imperial on the inside.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm still doing.
When they did the interrogation and they used that machine, the doctor comes in and it's all like, oh, this is for this and this is for this. It feels exactly the same. They're just making it up.
This is totally, we haven't gotten
a lot of
sound.
You have a gentle sound. It's uncomfortable. Ugh.
We haven't gotten a ton of outside of the big one, Palpatine, in the prequels, but we haven't gotten a ton in any recent post-prequel Star Wars of some of villain infiltrating the good guys or infiltrating the New Republic. Like, this was really interesting to see that, because especially coming off of Andor, where it is the opposite of we're trying to build a rebellion. So we have rebels that are infiltrating and are trying to plan this thing for good. This is we see the poison already spreading throughout because I think one great thing this episode touches on, and we've talked about on the podcast before, is just because the emperor falls or just because an empire falls doesn't mean everyone who fought for it immediately is gone.
No. Right?
It doesn't mean that all of a sudden, you know, everything's, all their problems are completely eradicated and everyone is just on the same page of what to do next.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. That's one of the best parts of Lord of the Rings and Return of the King is when they come back to the Shire and they have to now defend their homeland after defeating Sauron.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the story because it's what happens next.
What happens to the remnants.
And so I thought that was interesting, the numbers thing.
Yeah.
Having the same equipment.
Well, was it?
They're keeping the Star Destroyers
there
in the junkyard.
Exactly.
Like, there's a lot of stuff.
Was it
like,
intentional
asking
that
for someone to steal this?
That the amnesty program is exactly the same location that Cyril Karn lived? I mean,
didn't that not look the exact
and the,
same?
And the where really, he works is the exact same. It's just
really
been repurposed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
I just love the parallel. Like,
also,
like Tim said it here in the chat, said the New Republic is definitely paralleling to the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
They're just
using
different phrasing. That's. They're intentionally showing why they failed.
It's the phrase, absolute power corrupts absolutely. So whichever side, if it's not checked by the people choosing,
it can
go off the rails.
It almost makes me feel like they defeat the Empire, New Republic's like, we've got to rebuild like immediately.
Yeah.
Whatever we can do to get things in order, get a hierarchy, get things going. It's like they tried to build up and scale so fast that they're like, keep the facility. We'll use it.
We'll use it.
Keep that. We'll use it. Keep it. We'll use
keep
it.
Keep the torture machine. We'll use it.
Yeah,
but only for good.
We could use it for good.
It's only torture for good.
You know what I mean? It feels like they've got all these people, and now they're even bringing on,
it's
like,
alarming.
You're with the Empire? You know how to operate this?
Yeah.
Come work for us. You'll be good.
Yeah, except
it's
for Pershing. Hey, I could use the cloning for good. Whoa, take it easy there, cowboy.
Also, when she's like,
right. What do you mean?
She's like, what? We should
keep the torture thing, but don't save lives.
Don't save lives. Also, but I would directly be going against my, you know, my orders. But would you be doing it for good? Well, I mean, I do love cloning. I guess that's good. It's my own self need to. I love cloning. Well, then you should do whatever you want to nurture your love of cloning.
I have you now.
Immediately, we're like, okay,
you know what
this
I say?
Not going well.
That ain't my rebellion. That's not
my rebellion.
It ain't my republic.
It ain't my new republic.
Uh-uh. It ain't my Persian.
Oh, no, you didn't. Yeah.
No.
I want to touch on one thing, too, of what are your guys' thoughts on Bo-Katan not telling Mando what she saw?
Ooh. Yes. That's where I thought we got back to a little bit of Bo versus Mando.
I took it two ways.
You know,
so
Katie
I'm
talked about
to hear
this.
What you thought.
Did you read this?
I saw a little bit, and that's what kind of made me.
Katie Sackhoff made a.
I'm in the dark.
She doesn't drive the ship there, but.
Yeah.
I mean, she drives the ship, but not the show.
She drives the jetpack.
Oh, she drives the ship.
She actually. Oh, she's driving. Oh, she's driving, buddy.
Oh.
She's driving.
Whenever our George Costanza bit of the week.
Oh.
She's flying. No, she said that her thought was that she thinks maybe that Bo wasn't. She's thinking she maybe imagined it.
She's
yeah.
Like, I can't.
Which once
I saw that, but that could be a
rock. She's second guessing that couldn't
be. Be real.
But doesn't
she's second guessing what she saw.
But it didn't feel that doesn't feel like what you would say if you thought it was fake. If I thought it was real,
true.
Did you see some kind of monster down there? I thought it. Maybe I was imagining things.
And I guess she did ask him. Did you see anything
she
alive?
Did you see
and he was
anything?
Like, no.
She did it in a way that was more. It felt more deceptive.
More like
it
did.
It felt more. Did you see it? You didn't. Okay, I won't say anything.
Never mind. But it could be. It could be.
Yeah, I don't know. It is interesting.
Man, Bo's story arc, I'm not sure. I don't know.
They
could go a couple of different ways.
They really could.
And it's the mask, the helmet on, it's hard to know what they're thinking. But
I think she talked about that, too.
I think the Mando thing is cool because we put, you know, they talk about actors on screen. The actors, when you're not talking, they should show nothing. You don't respond. It's blank. Yeah. So that what the audience does is you fill in what you feel.
Yeah.
And what you feel is what you put on them when they don't give you an expression.
Yeah.
We have to do that with Mando and Bo-Katan the whole episode. We can't see.
Yeah.
Go by their voice. But Bo-Katan, her expressions, it felt like when they reached out, it felt like she was like, this is what it feels like to be connected with my people again.
Even though she said she disagrees.
Exactly.
She's like, but I don't follow the way. And they were still accepting.
I got a sense of
like
it.
She did.
Felt
I did too.
Connected.
I did too.
The armor is throwing me for a loop.
I know.
The armor is so hard to figure
it's
out.
It's so hard because, she, like you're saying, Bo-Katan says, but I don't follow the way.
Yeah.
And then she says, well, have you taken your helmet off since?
Yeah.
So they didn't say, oh, you're right. You don't follow the way. You're not one of us. Mm-hmm. She said, have you taken your helmet off? She said, no. She goes, well, then you're
in.
With us.
You're redeemed in. As well.
You're in with us. Now, I think it's interesting because you take it, like you said, it almost felt like this is what it feels like to kind of have a Mandalorian group, like a mm-hmm. family again, because she's been longing for that.
Yeah.
But I saw some people talk about this, and it did make me question. I was like, it is interesting, though, that Bo-Katan, who ruled Mandalore, is being redeemed by the armor. Like, it makes me wonder, who is the armor actually?
Right.
Like, who are you to redeem the queen of Mandalore?
That's right.
Like, what? Like, it just made me think, like, and we're just going to accept this?
Mm-hmm.
Or she, I don't know. Like, there's just so much more.
Interesting
I feel like
power,
that's going to go
yeah.
down this road. And I don't know if they'll end up being.
I think Bo-Katan is coming to a conclusion. And we see it in her character more important than. For Bo-Katan, more important than creeds and rules and history and tradition is protecting and connecting Mandalorians
yep.
together.
And I think once
and when she saw that, she's moved by yep. that. Like, this is actually more yep. of my yep. heart.
This feels meaningful.
I want to bring us back together. If I lead, right now I'm in a kind of a follower yep. role, but it feels good to be together.
And going off that, I do think that's kind of maybe where she's heading.
Yeah.
And as she realizes that and the importance of that and regrouping and regathering the Mandalorians, that through that and those feelings of bringing people back together, her longing for the Darksaber and for rule will diminish, which will actually make her
mm-hmm.
Will actually make her suitable to do it in the end.
It's she's being humbled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what every cult needs?
Humility.
Every cult needs a leader, scandal.
Yeah,
it always happens.
Yep.
The leader is always uncovered in some way
yeah.
to not walk the line exactly right.
Yep. Yep.
So it could be, I wondered, how did the Empire know they were going to be on, how did they know to come and bomb her place then?
I know, yeah.
They were going to be
yeah.
in the land. I don't think it was a coincidence.
Or,
I think
yeah,
they were tipped off.
What caused them to show up at that
she's
time?
She's leaving.
She's been chilling there for how long and then...
Somehow they knew. I don't know.
That is interesting. Anyway. I do want to say, John is in the chat. Welcome, said.
Welcome, welcome.
Snoke is coming. I think Snoke... this is interesting. I think Snoke became into existence much earlier than we thought.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Could
that's
be.
That, I mean, if...
Or
if,
one
if
iteration of Snoke.
Episode 7 with an entire First Order already massively built with Snoke leading it.
What if it's
How
not
could
the?
He had not have been around
what if that
for
Snoke
much longer?
Wasn't the first? That was not the first.
That's
Snoke.
Not even the first one.
There was another one.
There were more Snokes
better.
In the jar on Exegol.
That was the best
That's
version.
True. Ew.
Really?
Looked like
That's
a Jaws
really,
burned
really
face.
Palp?
Yeah,
really
we
palp?
Took
That's
a look
the best
at
you can do.
Right.
Yeah, we took a look at the specs there, Palp, and there's nothing we can do about the giant crater scar in that forehead. This
the
is about the best we can
there,
do.
It's just gonna have to stick.
He's about 10 feet tall. We'll get up on the scaffolding there and patch up put a little makeup on the old crater scar there. But
yes, no, that is
the original Snoke is just Andy Serkis.
What if Mando does lead to where we actually see Snoke?
That would be awesome.
Really,
and you're like, wow, this is Snoke is around this early.
Yeah, why not?
It makes sense. Why not? What's the time? How much? from where we're at right now in Mando,
yeah.
What's the time frame between that and episode 7? Do we know?
Between this and episode 7? That's a good question. Let's think of how old Luke is in episode 7 versus how old he's supposed to be in this. Now?
I mean, we've...
Maybe 20 years?
Yeah, maybe more.
Maybe a little more, 25. Yeah.
But to build the First Order...
Well, yeah, and how long does it take to get that ugly?
And Starkiller? How do you... How long
Snoke
did it
take that long to get that ugly?
How long did it take to make Starkiller base?
Well,
I mean...
According to episode 6...
That's true.
About 10 years. Yeah. No, I don't know. About 5 years.
Yeah.
No, they were working on that in the background, weren't they?
They were working on it back to...
Palpatine had a plan the whole time.
True.
Back to episode 3.
I think it would be awesome to have Snoke. I do think Thrawn's going to be...
I think Thrawn's going to be...
I think he's going to be revealed in somehow at the end of this season because it's going to set us up for an Ahsoka, the Ahsoka.
Yeah.
At least a clip, a visual, something that he's out there working on the cloning stuff. I think that'd be cool.
I like it.
I think that'd be cool. Yeah.
That'd be really cool. Yeah.
Why not like Snoke, it, though?
Yeah. Interesting. I do think that, like you're saying, Thrawn is going to become an overarching story for all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably see it more heavily in Ahsoka.
In Ahsoka.
Just naturally because the Rebels characters, and that's kind of been the Rebels story.
Yeah.
And with Ahsoka having that and playing a big role in being involved with those characters already.
Yep.
But I do think a lot of it, like so far, all of the Mandoverse, right, has tied around Mando.
Mando.
So it wouldn't surprise me if we get those introductions, like if we get a Thrawn introduction in this season.
Because we've done that
at the
with
end of this season.
Boba Fett came in. And
Boba Fett was brought back in Mando. Ahsoka live action was brought in Mando.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Thrawn name drop happened in Mando.
Right.
So like, even though that might not be Mando's direct story, I do think it'll be part of the bigger picture.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder if
be fun.
Grogu and the cloning is actually the Mando story, or if that is the big overarching picture of all the shows. I don't know.
I think we should. I just thought of a great name for a band.
Oh yeah,
Grogu and the Cloners.
Ooh,
Grogu
I like
and the
that.
Cloners.
Are we gonna talk about Bad Batch?
Nah.
Well, first we're gonna talk about
the
talking
sound
about
of
band
people
names.
Clicking
first,
away.
First,
Bad Batch was awesome.
We're talking about band names.
I know, Bad Batch is so good.
We're talking about band names. I keep coming back to the Herdsman. And this is
Chord
Vets, you know, like chords in our music. This is our That Thing You Do reference of the week.
I love the Beatles, but that's a stupid name. I mean, the Beatles, you know, like the beat. It's a beat.
Beat?
It's a B-E-A-T.
B-E-A-T.
Anyway, but now it just seems natural.
Looks like the
Beatles.
Got it. On Edders. Yeah.
It's on Edders.
So my Easter egg here, which you guys probably picked up.
This is for
and I
for,
got it.
For Mando,
you guys maybe saw this too.
Coruscant.
Yeah, it was in like it was in the prequels. That's what it was. It was like, hey,
prequels.
I remember that city.
Prequels.
That's
like
one of those
whole city on a planet.
No, The Rock in the middle.
Yeah, Dwayne the Rock. Oh.
Coruscant. Yeah,
I thought you meant the Easter egg of
oh,
the Rock in the background.
He was in there.
He was in the face.
Smoldering.
Was yeah.
No,
what can
it
I
was
say
in.
Except you're welcome.
We need to have an off the rails counter. Can we add that?
This is our off the rails.
How many
counter.
Times we go off the rails? Smash it.
Smash it.
No,
off the
Rock
rails.
In the middle was mentioned in The Light of the Jedi. Remember that?
Yes, it definitely was.
Yeah.
Which
yes.
It had Supreme
the
Chancellor.
Yes.
Low.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
that's
it was.
Right.
I was like, that's where that,
that
was. As soon as it came up, I was like, hey, Hannah.
That
I
is
100%
from The Light of the Jedi.
That.
That's where they were.
Yeah.
You want to touch it? Yeah.
Yeah. No, that really is.
That's how it ended. It's two. They
Coruscant.
Yeah, I don't know, hundreds of years, right?
Yeah,
man.
The fact that that's the last piece that
of
you can see
planet,
of
you
the,
can even
of the planet.
Built up. It's crazy.
It's so cool.
Awesome.
The mound of what's it called? The mound of Khazad Dûm, was it?
Yeah, Moria.
Mound of Moria.
No, that is it's definitely Light of the
called.
Jedi.
Yeah, Light of the Jedi. That's where I saw it. Yeah,
that's awesome. All right, transition into a little bit of Bad Batch.
Yeah. Yeah,
there are
yeah.
only after this episode of Bad Batch.
Let us know what you guys thought of Bad Batch if you guys watched that.
Yeah.
If you didn't
after
watch
this
it, get out of here.
No, watch it, come back.
But you make like
well,
a
wait.
Tree.
If you didn't watch Bad Batch, go ahead, like the video, subscribe to the channel if you're not already. Go watch it, come back.
Come back.
Yes.
We'll be here.
Double like it.
Going.
Or is that unlike it? No, just like it once.
Don't double.
Don't
if you double
like
click it. The like, it's an unlike.
Smash that notification, man.
All right. Bad Batch. After this episode of Bad Batch, there are now only three left. I think this was episode
Was this 13?
13.
13.
So, yeah. 14, 15, three yeah, left. 16.
14, 15, 16 of the of the season.
It definitely feels like we're getting a...
I don't feel like we can end the show. It doesn't feel like it's
going to... No.
If they cancel it, they're not. It's not going to be an ending.
I will say, it definitely does feel... Unfortunately,
I shouldn't say that.
Unfortunately.
It could, but it wouldn't feel done.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Unless everyone ends up on Pabu.
About. What?
Unless the clones end up on Pabu at the end.
Could be.
Could be a potential final resting place for all of them, except for Rex, who we see in Rebels is very old, and yeah. He's with Gregor, and
yeah.
So they don't. Rex doesn't. Yeah, Rex and Echo don't end up going there. Echo
unfortunately,
does.
Unfortunately, what we talked about a couple weeks ago, this episode just reminded me of it the whole time because they were talking about how perfect this place was, mm-hmm. And it made me feel throughout the whole episode. I'm like, these characters are breaking up. The band's breaking up.
There you go.
Echo's starting.
Speaking
Echo,
of the Wonders,
or not Echo? Breaking what am I up. Saying?
Tech.
Yeah. Looks like he's got a romance going or something.
So well, we call him Brown Eyes.
Brown Eye. Brown Eye.
Hey, you got some competition.
Yeah. I don't feel competition. I fear nothing.
But
I
feels riot like race. Like that could happen, and then boom, just like that, right. Tech could be gone. Omega was falling in love with the place. I just feel like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll all stay there. But they even talk about settling
down. They made
down.
It so perfect. It just feels like the Empire is going to come and destroy it.
I know.
I did see somebody say every super nice place that we get. I think Alex Damon said this. Star Wars Explained.
So long.
Said every single nice place we get. We get Scarif, boom. We get this place, Tidal Wave. Is gonna, like the natural elements are taking it out before even the Empire can get there.
It would take Wrecker like 10 seconds. I'm not sure it's safe here.
I
agree. You've been here 10 minutes.
Alarms are going off. Wrecker's like, is this normal? Like, Wrecker. How
well,
have you survived
alarm,
this long? I know
well,
you're a brute, but
well,
you gotta
the
have some
alarm
brains.
Should be going. What's that?
Well, no, no, no.
It should be going off. Right now.
It's fine because if there was a problem, there would be an alarm. Woo!
Run for your lives!
No, there's a problem. Run, everybody, for the sound.
That is it's so quickly. It's just a small tremor. If there was a real problem,
I believe
that run for it! It's immediately.
And oh, also,
Titanic.
It wasn't
there
just
was. Nothing to fear.
It wasn't just run.
Okay,
for
now
it.
We
their
should
entire
fear.
Half of their village.
Captain
just
of Titanic, also King Theoden.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. Right. Theoden King, but, as we call him at our house.
Oh, that's true. I was a fool calling him King Theoden. We call him Theoden King in our house.
Theoden King.
No, but it did see, like
I know
that wasn't just a wave that comes through. It sounded like they haven't had that in so long, and it just destroyed. Like if that's even a possibility, why are we building them?
Yeah, let's don't rebuild. Let's get out of here.
let's find out of here. Find
it's not
going to
kill us.
Mountain.
Is it the only island on the whole planet? I mean, they gotta have other. Is there a higher one?
Every time we go to a beach, Scarif, bad news. Andor had that nice spring break vacation. He was just walking along the beach.
Exactly.
They arrest him. And he goes to prison for like 10 years.
Anyone else think it
crabs.
Felt very, with Omega out on the water, felt very
crabs
interstellar?
Crabs, yeah.
It did.
Interstellar, the ship's not working. The wave's coming.
You're right.
Got to get out of here. Time is traveling
good.
At
look
four
at that
times
mountain.
Speed.
Omega's like, my brother Boba's aging 100 years while we're here for 1 year. It's time works differently here.
It's the planet. 100 years old.
Everybody's aging.
I did not.
That is how.
Tech's like I did
there
not
were
count
some
on
good,
that.
Yeah. There were some good little Easter eggs in I almost said Boba Fett in Bad Batch. So there were some Temple of Doom references if anybody caught. So in Temple of Doom. In Temple of Doom,
John,
they
I'm
go
here,
into
so the old
club.
Man who didn't know what was going on. So.
Yeah,
right.
In Temple of Doom,
Indiana Jones Temple of Doom,
they go into Club Obi-Wan, is the name of the club that Indy and is it what's the name? Lao Shay is the
nice try, Lao Shay
is the gangster.
I go first, Indy.
Right. Lao Shay, which, by the way, the poison, there was all this stuff that was in there. And in this, she sniffs it out. She's, I don't like poison, is, you know, what our dear Wanda Sykes said or whatever. But also the club they're at in this is called Lao Shay.
Wow.
Is the,
so I didn't know that.
The reverse little the gangster in Indiana Jones Temple of Doom. Lao Shay is the name. Club Obi-Wan is the club. This one. They pull a little Temple of Doom maneuver trying to poison her, but she sniffs it out in Club Lao Shay.
I didn't think
I
it was.
Love it.
I didn't think it was coincidence that that R2 droid rolls by, and then that that protocol droid picks up the drinks and they walk together.
Yes, totally.
I went back. I was like, that's got to be on purpose. Yeah.
R2 serves some drinks out on the
exactly
on the sand barge or on that's the right. and
the master sail barge.
Yeah, the sail barge.
You'll be used for on the master sail barge.
He served a lightsaber too.
He did serve a nice nice meal of revenge.
Ooh.
A dish best served cold.
Best served cold. You know why Chuck Norris doesn't have a microwave? Because revenge is best served cold. I just made that up.
Chuck Norris is great.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Chuck Norris. Over, so overall thoughts.
Welcome back to the Chuck Norris cast.
Hey, overall
let's,
thoughts.
Let's throw as many
batch.
Chuck Norris.
I love this episode.
Yeah.
It feels we didn't end with any of the
we did. We got a little
We got
Emery at the end there.
We did. Yeah.
And we've
Emery I had to look up the name. Emery Carr.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, Carr, yep.
Which
so,
we
Dr. Carr.
Nate's got a great theory about I think it may have a whether or not it's maternal, there's definitely DNA. That's got to be a DNA.
They look alike.
Has to be a
DNA.
She
looks
just
so
a,
much like Omega, and she's got the same voice. Mm-hmm. She's part of the Strand cast, whether she knows it or not. I think that's what Nala Say, who they're now keeping a prisoner, used to, you know, part of the creation of Omega as the first potential Strand cast. I know people are going to say, oh, but they say that Omega was a direct clone of... Yeah, of course she said that. She's trying to protect her.
That's right.
So we don't know. I mean, she could have just been saying that to try to protect her. She's obviously different somehow. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Well, they're genetically connected either way.
Yeah,
even
they could
if
still
it
be.
Was original.
Yeah. Just, voice, with just the fact that they gave her the same... Not saying they can't people can't have the same accent, but the fact that they did have one that
that's very
specific.
So much like her
so
and
much.
Looks like her.
Right.
And they're bringing her in, and she's involved with cloning. There's just too much of that.
There's something
there. And she's got short hair.
Yeah.
Your short hair?
I mean,
and,
rest my
and she said, where's my daughter? Omega.
I'm waiting for my family.
No, just, I want everyone just to talk
seems
like
I've
that.
Heard that before
my
somewhere.
My
I'm never full.
You're eating fruit.
No, I love it. I love Bad Batch episode.
Me too.
I like
it's
the
great.
Direction we're going. It seems like we're kind of winding down this season with connecting this story back to Omega, the cloning stuff, paralleling that with Mando.
Yeah.
It's all happening. It's happening right before our eyes.
Right before our eyes.
No, I love it.
Yep.
I love it. Any final thoughts? Mando, Bad Batch?
I'm loving it.
I like that they're both on the same day. Like, this is cool.
I know.
You know, like an hour and a half of
I know,
Star
I wake
Wars
up,
stuff.
Watching both at 2 a.m. It's great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm loving it. There's so much out there.
Watch them a couple times in the week. It's a little bit more of a commitment, you know?
Yeah,
it's true.
What's going to overlap later? Because Ahsoka's coming. What have they given us a time? Fall. That's
fall.
All we know.
Fall. I think
it's
fall
is Ahsoka.
Is that what Rosario said?
What else true. Is What else is in there now?
We're going to have Visions.
Visions. Well, Skeleton Crew doesn't have a...
Skeleton Crew, I don't remember if they
I don't
gave
know
that
if
came up
a...
in Filoni's Titanic
I,
moment.
I'll bet you they announced it
he
at Star Wars Celebration coming up.
Okay. He mentioned the Titanic moment. He called it the Titanic moment. Talked about Skeleton Crew in the context of that discussion.
And said there will be overlapping characters.
Overlapping characters.
Skeleton Crew takes place in the Mandoverse timeline.
There you go.
Like,
yeah.
It's not a different... time period. It's taking place in Mandoverse, I think.
Yeah.
There's some overlap, so.
I'm excited
there'll
about
be some character excited. Overlap. It's all happening. Any, let's close out with any possible predictions for
Thrawn.
Next week. For next week?
Oh, next week. I don't know about that.
No.
I can't see that far ahead.
For
next week.
Next week, Mando episode. Or Bad Batch.
Next week.
I know my prediction.
Next week, Bo-Katan becomes an apostate again.
Ooh.
She's over that.
I think that next week, we spend the whole episode with IG-11.
Looking for his own parts.
And ba-boo.
Bad baby.
I think that we do see, I think I'll go set it right there. I think that we see her not... I think her going along with the group, but we see more of what her maybe clear motivations are. As far as I think we see
the armor
some...
also was totally bashing her in Boba Fett.
Yeah,
Bo-Katan.
Right.
Oh yeah.
So it's and weird she, that she would just she, be like, oh, you're accepted.
And
nah,
she called it a
that's
cult.
Going down. But that is the way, right? As long as you... as
yeah.
When you're in
as long as you bathe in the living water.
Exactly. When you're in a society like that, it's less about what you... necessarily about what you
you've
think
done,
all the time, but it's
done.
About
it's
how
like,
you
yeah.
act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you walk the walk, that's what... So if, as soon as you mess up, though,
they know,
boom, you're out.
Now that they know the living waters are there and it's not myth, why aren't they taking their helmets all the time and just take their midnight bath in the waters and they'll be good for the next day?
Don't they seriously. Question the armor? Or like, wait a minute, you told us this place was destroyed. We're living here in this hole in the ground.
Moving our
but
place.
But it's not. It's not destroyed.
It's or toxic.
You don't know everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or yeah, what do I mean, toxic?
Yeah.
It's not cursed. It's not poison. You no, don't know
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I do.
And they'll start taking their helmets off and chucking them in the water. And then the Mosasaur comes and eats them. There's another one.
I want to hear.
That's my prediction.
Bo-Katan. You will bow before me because I make armor. You are the leader of our people, but you are no more. Have you taken a bath?
Prediction? I took a bath.
Then you are a Mandalorian again.
Mandalorian again.
I took my helmet off. Then you're a Mandalorian no more. Just kidding. You are
a Mandalorian.
Wait.
You are no longer. You are. Then you know.
Austin Powers. You will not. You will not. You will stop that.
This would be in Spaceballs.
This totally would be.
This is the way.
My prediction. I think that. I think that we get the whole crew going to Mandalore.
Oh, I like it.
All right.
All
they're going to Mandalore.
They're going.
Yep. I think that now that she's been, the armor has received proof that they have been in the living water, that they go and investigate now as a crew.
Let me ask
you
something.
Do you think anyone
man.
Will challenge Sorry. Mando for the Darksaber? They get there. They're on Mandalore.
I mean,
if anybody
dude,
steps up to
you know
Vizsla
is always trying to.
It's like,
yeah.
boom,
Same guy.
We're literally on Mandalore.
Yeah.
We could start afresh again, and someone looks at him and
says,
I can be the leader of Mandalore.
Yeah, Black
we
Panther
can
moment.
Rebuild. I'm going to challenge you. Let's go right now.
Yeah, he might.
You know Vizsla is always trying to.
Yeah, he's just it's too much yeah. family, too much family roots.
Yeah,
exactly.
They're too deep.
Here's a question, though. Now that we're wrapping up, perfect time for a deep, thought-provoking
Whoa.
Question.
Yeah.
If they live on Mandalore and the waters are accessible, can they take their helmets off every day and just bathe?
That's what I said. That's what I said. Why don't
I
they just
it.
Bathe every night in the living
yeah.
waters?
I mean, you should take a bath every day anyway.
Right. Yeah. Why can't they? Yeah.
I would imagine it gets kind of stinky under there.
All that armor, it's got
just
to.
Just a thought.
It's
complexion
got
is
I did think
impeccable
it was
for wearing a helmet all the time.
He said, I didn't think it was that deep, and she said it wasn't.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right. The seismic.
So I guess everything that happened just it changed wow. the whole, which is maybe what opened up the Mythosaur to even be. Maybe it was always just underneath. Or
it's
something.
Always been there.
Just yeah.
But you know, like the
prediction.
Balrog.
Oh, it's yeah. here, Nate. Yeah, there's a lot of
Ahsoka
Balrog,
next episode.
Really?
Really?
All
oh,
right.
wait, because isn't Filoni directing the next episode?
I heard that. Is he, I heard that? That he co-wrote the next episode.
Well, that's why maybe Thrawn could be.
Oh,
so
he's a Thrawn.
Because Thrawn, yeah, he did the Thrawn, obviously,
he
with,
did.
With
I
Rebels.
Mean,
yeah.
As
we'll
far
see.
As. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Canonically.
Well, is it a coincidence that Bo-Katan is a night
like
owl Ickley. And an Ickley. Owl always follows Ahsoka? Is that not an odd.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's just
yeah,
a coincidence.
A little bit of
but I do think, yeah, the reason I also I like say that too with Ahsoka, not just because of that, but Bo-Katan has clearly remained, like, kept the relationship with Ahsoka because in last
That's
season,
right.
when Mando asks for a Jedi, she knows where Ahsoka is.
Yes.
Like, it's not like, well, I knew Ahsoka once, but good luck finding her.
I don't know
it's
where
no,
she is.
It's go here, you'll find. Like, I know where she is right now.
Exactly.
Which means they're obviously, they keep in touch
yeah.
somehow.
Yeah.
They're connected somehow. Yeah. So it's like, I know where she is, so if something goes down and they need her or whatever, for whatever
Ahsoka's
reason,
calling Kevlar like, "Dad, gone. She's not. It. She's not picking up."
It's Fulcrum. Huh. It's Fulcrum now. I go
it's
by Fulcrum.
The whole castle's destroyed.
But
I
yeah,
love it.
I think we might get Ahsoka next episode.
That
yeah,
would be cool. All right,
could be
Thrawn, Ahsoka.
Plus, they gotta
Mandalore.
Start building
no,
up
apostate Ahsoka
group going to Mandalore.
They gotta start
go to Mandalore.
Building
group
up
field
Ahsoka
trip.
Before the show. Like they can't have her in the last season, not be in this season right before her show.
You gotta
comes
ramp
out,
it up,
right?
They gotta
promote the show somehow by putting her
ramp
in Mando.
It up.
So. Ramp, just ramp.
I
anyway,
just
there you have
Gaff
it. Episode 3 review: The Convert. and Bad Batch review. So let us know your guys' thoughts. If you're listening to this back, you're watching it back, don't, you know, drop a review. Let us know your comments and what you're looking forward to. Maybe drop your Mando maybes. Maybe drop
maybe,
your Mando maybe.
Maybe. No, maybe.
But, yeah, thanks for tuning in. If you haven't already, don't forget to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and smash that notification bell. And as always, may the Force be with you.
I've said it so many times today, but I'm never full. I'm reckon I'm hungry.
If you made it this far and you enjoyed that episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and tell a friend about us here at Star Wars Guys. Your support is much appreciated, and it never goes unnoticed. We'll see you all in the next episode.